Ladies, let's give the gents their alone time.
Time for my gents.
Yeah.
But yeah, I heard the subtle. Let's give you guys your time, so we must not even talk or what. Oh. Okay, fine.
Do you ever let another good advice?
Yeah, bra.
Oh. Mr. K Goodness. Mr. K Goodness, the empathy king, Omens, please take it away, my good sir.
Good morning, Fresh FM family. Good morning, more specifically to the Fresh FM family.
My man.
Good morning. On my two gunsling mains of radio. Shaquan, aka Antiquana.
He's joining.
NSK.
My man.
Omedin Den himself. Welcome back online, brother. It's been good to hear you and listen you and listen to you do your thing again. And
thank you, Buta, man.
I think I'll go out on a limb and then I'll say thank you for taking accountability. One, thank you for being man enough to up and apologize publicly.
Mm.
And then I just pray for restoration. And I pray that your mental health is in a good space. And you know, yeah. I'm proud to be your friend, to know that we can recognize our faults and apologize for them and work on becoming a better version of ourselves.
I appreciate that.
As NSK always says, it is Wednesday, it is time for my gents, and that means K Goodness is on your radio.
My man.
And today I want to talk to you, gents, about auditing your life, auditing you as a person. You know how this business firms, corporate firms come in and they have people that come in to audit their finances.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do standards audits, all this kinds of audits that happen in the corporate. And that's to basically ask ourselves what's going on in our life, what has impact, what do we need to change, are we performing the way we want to, are we headed to where we are. Are we in the right direction? And there are a few areas of your life that, you know, that have an impact on your mental well-being that you need to audit. One, spiritually, where are you? What's your relationship with God look like? A lot of what we do is tied to our spirituality. And so what are you putting in? How much time are you spending in prayer? How much time are you spending in church, in worship? How many conversations or fellowship do you have that, you know, edify your spirit, man? Mm-hmm. Two, physically, where are you? You know, are you working out? How regularly are you working out? You know, and then, you know, obviously health-wise, that ties with physically. Are you eating well? Are you eating healthy? Are you taking care of your body? Because remember, the body is the only temple we have that we, you know, that we need to take care of. Because there's no point in being having a great mind if you can't have a body that can carry out what the mind conceives, you know. Then, thirdly, is our relationships, your circle of friends. You know, are these people in your life helping you getting to where you want to go? Are they helping you get to a place where your mental health is so much better? Are they, you know, are they directing you positively? Where are they? Who are the friends that you want to keep around? Who are the friends that you want to distance yourself from? You know, I always say after a big event or anything that happens in my life, I like to stand back and audit who was there, who was holding my hand, who was holding me up. Those are the people that you want to keep around, because those are the people that stick around regardless of what happened to you, and not there just for show. So audit your friendship circle, audit your family relationships, you know. Who are the people that actually deserve your time and are worth investing in, right? And then, you know, your social life. How much time are you spending in public? How much money are you spending there? You know, how is this impacting you, your budget, your finances? You need to audit these things. What activities do you need to do away with that are actually unnecessary? What activities do you need to do more of? Do you need to invest more? All these things are part of an audit that we need to do. I always suggest you do at least one audit in the year, at the beginning of the year or in the middle of the year. You know, but you can do an audit weekly to make things less, I mean, to make things more obvious and more compact. Do a weekly audit. Have a look at what you did this week. What do you need to change, you know? And slowly but surely, you'll start changing for the better and making the right decisions and keeping the right people around. And that is going to impact your health, your mental well-being, your health in general, by consciously making decisions and looking at the things in your life and choosing the things that bring you happiness, joy, and peace, the things that, you know, elevate you as a person and as a being. So let us really take time to, you know, we're at the end of the year, audit the year. What has happened in this year that you would not like to repeat next year, but also what has happened that you definitely want to do more of next year that has improved you as a person. That having been said, love, peace, and happiness. It's been K Goodness. Cheers.
My man.
Oh.
Appreciate it, man. And guess
Absolutely.
What?
Yeah.
It's an audit that I'm busy with right now.
Nah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, and it's so delicious. I promise you.
Yeah.
Wow.
If you audit me out of your life, no, fight you, bro. In fact, I'm going to go find Osi Cecilia. And I'll be like, can you believe this guy?
You couldn't.
No, yeah, I know, right? But it's important, man, especially. Yeah. I think this is a perfect time of the year because a lot has happened throughout and we give people chances. But if these people are showing you over and over again, Kucha, yeah, I'm not for you. Come on.
Get put into 8:58. That's your time. We are going to talk entertainment and we will have a look at the land of TikTok. Stick around.
Finally. That's all there is. My gents, Thursday.